This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, May 30th. 2014, Paul Perillo, and that means
one
thing.
Did you just ask me if we did one last week?
I did.
What do you think? You're not here and it falls apart?
I read Twitter, I read emails, and people tell me everything was falling apart without me.
As I said on PFW in Progress.
Don't say the word, though.
You heard wrong.
Okay, don't say the word. This is a family
show.
Biatch! And he said the word. OTAs here at Gillette Stadium today. The first media access, the third session of the week for the players, but we had the chance to go out on the practice fields behind Gillette Stadium. About an hour and 45 minutes, we were allowed to watch about 80-ish players run around in sweats, helmets, no jerseys, mind you, so our observations were limited at best. But, Paul Perillo, initial reactions were... Gronk was out there, but then went off with the rehab group. I'll start with him, since he's sort of the star power injured guy of the offseason. Vince Wilfork was out there running very well, in my opinion, and some fans may have seen exclusive video on Patriots.com last night or Thursday night, depending on when you listen to this, of Vince Wilfork running quite well. He also left with the rehab group, a large group that included the likes of Tommy Kelly and some other guys I'm forgetting now. Other guys who were out there in full participation, Gerard Mayo, coming off his torn pectoral, Sebastian Vollmer, coming off his broken leg, were full go, and some notable names that were absent from the roster of players, since this is a Roster Report podcast, on the field. Rookies, Jimmy Garoppolo, don't worry, he just was attending the rookie premiere held by the NFLPA in Los Angeles Friday, Saturday, Sunday, along with teammate Asa Watson, the undrafted tight end, Ben Watson's brother. Other guys not seen, Alfonso Dennard, Logan Mankins, Brandon LaFell, Matthew Slater, and a handful of guys. But I thought the biggest takeaway for me is two guys, basically, that I would say Gronkowski and Vince Wilfork both look to be, you know, as much as we know, quote-unquote, on schedule or looking pretty good.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the better developments of the day, seeing some of those guys, Sebastian Vollmer, actually taking part in some of the drills.
Yeah, pretty much everything.
He looked like a full go. So, it was nice to see some of those injured guys get back in the mix. Not overly surprised to see most of those individuals.
No, it's been a long time for some. I mean, Wilfork.
Wilfork was September. It was the end of September that he had the injury. So, you know, we're working on about 8 months.
As we learned a year ago with Rob Gronkowski,
you never know.
Infections and multiple surgeries, you never know. And just to see them in body, I think is a benefit for media and fans alike.
Right.
Obviously, our first taste of Revis Island and the beverages they serve there is Darrell Revis.
I don't have much of a take on that.
Was out there. Well, I mean, you know.
It's hard.
He was out there. He was at left corner for the most part when I saw him in a group that also consisted of Devin McCourty and Daron Harmon. On the other side, Logan Ryan got a lot of reps, I thought, with Brandon Browner mixing in, Kyle Arrington in the slot. But, yeah, we saw Revis take the first step towards what will be, you know, hopefully his transformational. Is that how Fred Kirsch refers to him? A transformational player on this defense and getting a foundation under his feet. But that's the news of the day out of Gillette Stadium. In terms of roster report news, Paul Perillo, it seems like fans, media alike, still waiting on a veteran tight end signing, and we seem to be honing in on injured veteran tight end signing. We talked a lot recently about Dustin Keller, his visit to Foxborough coming off the three torn ligaments in his knee last year with the Dolphins. Now, the latest guy who people want to try to tie, and I emphasize try to tie, to the Patriots is JerMichael Finley, formerly of the Green Bay Packers, had the severe neck contusion, I believe they called it, spinal contusion, and apparently has been cleared now to resume activities, football activities. Reportedly will be visiting a team this week that he was not willing to name, and therefore everybody tried to connect two dots that, for all we know, are on opposite sides of the planet and said, unnamed team, that could be the New England Patriots. But JerMichael Finley, I'm going to ask you, Paul, JerMichael Finley, I looked his stats up before he came on, I believe 350 catch seasons, I think a career high of 65, had an 8-touchdown season, you know, 6 years in the league. Very productive player in that Packers offense at times. But I'm going to just make you, you know, we're talking about injured tight ends. Whittle it down. You want JerMichael Finley or you want Dustin Keller? You got to take one.
I would take Dustin Keller.
Me too.
For a couple of reasons. One, I think he's healthier. I think, you know, he's coming off a knee injury. I think there's a chance that Finley, at some point during the process of trying to come back, is not going to be able to make it back.
Because the process right now, everybody, you know, ex-teammates, Finley will play again. Agent, Finley ready to go. You know, doctor, Finley cleared to play. Everybody's emphasizing that they think he's going to, but I'm with you. I still have doubts.
Yeah, so I think that it's a bigger injury risk when you're dealing with a spinal contusion of
some
sort.
That's my biggest issue.
Unlike
you with backs, only to me, spine is like the next step.
That's the
most. Even though they're kind of the same.
That's the most serious. Yeah, I mean, you're dealing with neck and spinal cord. That's paralysis. I mean, that's, you can't fool around with that. If there's a tweak to it, he can't play.
Right.
At, you know, 60%.
Knees can be slowed. Can be limp. You know, Jake Ballard's a great example. A guy we kind of deemed as, looked like he might never come back. He had sat out the full year. He was cut here by the Patriots. Went to Arizona. Had a mildly productive year and is now apparently talking about how now he's actually feeling
better,
good, and like he's coming back.
And
there's more of a likelihood with knees to do that type of a thing than spinal injuries.
I agree with you. And to continue our little tight end thing, looking for tight ends, a lot of people now are starting to talk about Rob Hausler from Arizona, and he's a guy that might be available. He's still on the Cardinals, but a lot of NFL.com had a piece this week about 10 guys they think will get moved at some point during the summer, and he was one of them. He's not necessarily tied to the Patriots, but there's another tight end that some people think could be available, and maybe he could be available because of what you just said about Jake Ballard coming along a little bit better with the Cardinals. So your original question, I would go with Keller. I think Finley is a talented guy. I don't think he's ever quite, I mean, the stats are okay. Now, he played in a very productive passing offense with Aaron Rodgers that ran the ball even less frequently than the Patriots have. I feel like Finley never quite put it all together. I think he has the total, I think he's a little Benjamin Watson there. I think he looks the part, has a lot of the ability and the skill, probably more productive as a pass catcher than Watson ever was, but I think the surer bet, the safer bet to me would be Keller, and I still expect that to happen.
And it's interesting, the Josh McDaniels, we should mention, the various coaches, position coaches, coordinators spoke today after practice, and one of the things he talked about was the tight end position and the guys they're working with. He was asked, you know, about them not bringing anybody in, really drafting one. And we talked a lot about leading up to the draft. Maybe that was a position of need. They did not go there early. They have a couple of young guys in camp who, you know, one of them, the number 88 kid, Jones, is it?
The big guy?
Real big kid, six eight. He mentioned, you know, we have some guys we've worked with. That's Omen Awanui has played. B.J. Williams has been here a little bit. We have some other young guys that we're intrigued by. I assumed, you know, one of the things that's intriguing with him is he's just a big, long, athletic, former basketball player type. And he talked about how this offense was a jack of all trades last year. When Gronk was out, there was one thing, and their scheme has been set up over the years. So, you know, if a guy's out, we just, you know, go in a different direction for a little bit. That all said, I still think they need to add a tight end, you know, and maybe it's an injured guy that you're kind of crossing your fingers to hope, you know, buy low and get a high production out of. But I am with you. I would still continue to prefer Dustin Keller. You know, maybe that's just because I remember what he did against the Patriots, and I'm not being, you know, totally honest with the severity of the injury. But I just go with, he was a good, productive, athletic tight end who had a knee injury, a major knee injury, but to me, he can get by out there and maybe be a little bit more than Omen Awanui just because of how, you know, first round pick. You know, this is a guy that was a pretty high talent.
Oh, I think either one of these guys would be better than what you have if they pan out physically. And I'm worried physically about both of them. I think that that's a pretty serious knee injury for Keller. And you're dealing with a guy probably not, you know, a premier athlete in terms of quickness and agility. So that could potentially be, you know, a career ender for him. Not that he won't ever be able to physically be on the field again, but like we talked with Ballard, now no longer able to get separation, able to do some of the things that he once was able to do. I'm willing to take the shot with him. You know, again, it's probably going to be low risk, and we'll see what happens with Finley. I just have my concerns that Finley's not going to actually make it to the field. I think at some point he's going to fail one of those physicals when an NFL doc. Right now he's getting looked at by agents and doctors that are getting
right.
set
his
up.
His doctors.
His doctors that the agents are setting up for him as opposed to a team willing to invest in him. I think he's going to end up failing a physical somewhere, and it's unfortunate because he's still in the prime of his career.
And maybe the biggest point we should make is this is all pure speculation based on the fact that he's going to visit an unknown team.
Right.
We know that Dustin Keller visited the New England Patriots, so there was some interest from the Patriots in Keller and his health. He also has sort of the agent and everybody saying he's ready to go, he's football ready. But as we stand now, the Patriots very much look like they could add a veteran tight end or could use one, I should say, even though the news of the day, Rob Gronkowski was out on the practice field a little bit, warming up with his teammates before he rehabbed during the OTA session. Vince Wilfork out there warming up, running. Gerard Mayo, Sebastian Vollmer, those guys were out there full go for OTAs. And Jimmy Garoppolo was not. But we have plenty of time in the offseason to talk about Jimmy Garoppolo, Tom Brady, and the Ryan Mallett love triangle at the quarterback position here in New England.
Love triangle, huh?
Until next week, when we'll have another Patriots.com roster report podcast in the month of June and another week of OTAs to talk about for Paul Perillo. I am Andy Hart. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.